Idegen nyelvi mérés, 8. évfolyam, A2-es szint, angol nyelv. Hallott szöveg értése feladatsor. Időtartam 30 perc. Most a hallott szöveg értése feladatsor következik. Három feladatot kell megoldanod. Az egyes feladatokhoz tartozó szövegeket kétszer hallgathatod meg.
Task 1. Where are they? You will hear short dialogues. Listen and decide. Where are the people? Choose the right place from the list, A to J. Use only 7 places. Write your answers in the boxes. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. Now read the list. You have 30 seconds. Now listen to the dialogues. First, you will hear the example. Example.
Who are these guys? They play really good music.
A brand new rock band from England.
1.
Hey, John. Let's play Catch Me If You Can. We still have 10 minutes before the bell rings.
Okay. It's so good to be outside.
2.
Why are we moving so slowly?
Because there is hardly any wind. Our sails cannot really catch the wind.
3.
Mom. Why did they build such high and thick walls in those times?
So they could protect themselves from the enemy. If they wanted to get in, they had to climb the walls.
4.
Hey, Susie, what would you like to play with? What's your favorite toy?
I have a lot of Legos. We can build a castle together if you like.
5.
Wow, what a great view we can see from up here.
Yeah, this was built on the highest peak for tourists. If you look around, you can see all the mountains in Montana. 6.
Look at the ocean. I think we shall soon have big waves.
Yes, let's wait here in the sand. The weather is just perfect for surfing.
7. Okay, kids. This is the end of our walk. We will be here in the valley for about 2 hours.
Great! Let's play hide and seek. It will be fun because of the many trees surrounding us.
Now you have 30 seconds before listening to the dialogues again. Now listen to the dialogues again. Example.
Who are these guys? They play really good music.
A brand new rock band from England.
1.
Hey, John. Let's play Catch Me If You Can. We still have 10 minutes before the bell rings.
Okay. It's so good to be outside.
2.
Why are we moving so slowly?
Because there is hardly any wind. Our sails cannot really catch the wind.
3.
Mom, why did they build such high and thick walls in those times?
So they could protect themselves from the enemy. If they wanted to get in, they had to climb the walls.
4.
Hey, Susie, what would you like to play with? What's your favorite toy?
I have a lot of Legos. We can build a castle together if you like.
5.
Wow, what a great view we can see from up here.
Yeah. This was built on the highest peak for tourists. If you look around, you can see all the mountains in Montana. 6.
Look at the ocean. I think we shall soon have big waves.
Yes, let's wait here in the sand. The weather is just perfect for surfing.
7. Okay, kids, this is the end of our walk. We will be here in the valley for about 2 hours.
Great! Let's play hide and seek. It will be fun because of the many trees surrounding us.
Now you can check and complete your work. You have 60 seconds. Task 2. Rocky Mountain Trip. John is talking about an unlucky trip. Listen and finish the sentences with the correct answer A, B, or C. Write your answers in the boxes. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. Now read the sentences. You have 90 seconds. Now listen to the recording. My friend and I planned for months to walk a part of the Rocky Mountain National Park. We wanted to camp in the forest and sleep in our tent. This park is famous for its beautiful landscape and the many animals who live there. Usually, the weather is quite good there in the summer, perfect for hiking. Unfortunately, it started raining on the first day of our trip, and it kept raining the whole night. We had a very cheap tent, and it wasn't really waterproof, so we got wet during the night. The night was cold in the mountains, so we were very cold inside our wet sleeping bags. I knew I couldn't sleep inside the tent anymore, but I could not go anywhere. The next morning, we quickly left the campground and rented a room in a hotel in the nearby town of Richford. We did not know that more rain was coming. It was raining heavily for 3 days. In the end, the town center of Richford was underwater. It was truly a sad sight, and the small shops and restaurants all had to close down. There was no place to eat or drink a coffee. This flooding also meant that every road leading out from Richford was closed to traffic for days. We did not have access to internet and could not use our smartphones. Because of this situation, we could not get to the airport in time, and we missed our flight back home. Our trip was stressful and tiring, but it was good to see that the people who lived there were kind and friendly. They always helped us, took us shopping when we needed it, and brought us food when we had nothing to eat. In the end, the kindness of strangers was the best part of a bad trip. Now you have 30 seconds before listening to the recording again. Now listen to the recording again. My friend and I planned for months to walk a part of the Rocky Mountain National Park. We wanted to camp in the forest and sleep in our tent. This park is famous for its beautiful landscape and the many animals who live there. Usually, the weather is quite good there in the summer, perfect for hiking. Unfortunately, it started raining on the first day of our trip, and it kept raining the whole night. We had a very cheap tent, and it wasn't really waterproof, so we got wet during the night. The night was cold in the mountains, so we were very cold inside our wet sleeping bags. I knew I couldn't sleep inside the tent anymore, but I could not go anywhere. The next morning, we quickly left the campground and rented a room in a hotel in the nearby town of Richford. We did not know that more rain was coming. It was raining heavily for 3 days. In the end, the town center of Richford was underwater. It was truly a sad sight, and the small shops and restaurants all had to close down. There was no place to eat or drink a coffee. This flooding also meant that every road leading out from Richford was closed to traffic for days. We did not have access to internet and could not use our smartphones. Because of this situation, we could not get to the airport in time, and we missed our flight back home. Our trip was stressful and tiring, but it was good to see that the people who lived there were kind and friendly. They always helped us, took us shopping when we needed it, and brought us food when we had nothing to eat. In the end, the kindness of strangers was the best part of a bad trip. Now you can check and complete your work. You have 60 seconds. Task 3. Which is the best title? You will hear short news stories. Listen and find the best title, A, B, or C, for each news story. Write your answers in the boxes. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. Now read the titles. You have 90 seconds. Now listen to the stories. First, you will hear the example. Example 0. Americans eat about 10 billion donuts each year. In the United States, June 2nd this year is National Donut Day. Americans celebrate it every year on the first Friday of June. The origin of this holiday goes back to women who worked during World War I.
1. A huge spider has survived a 16,000-kilometer ocean trip from Australia to Britain after walking into a shipping container full of a family's belongings. It survived by eating flies, which were also among the belongings. Shocked staff immediately called the vet of the zoo, Dr. Annie Janes. She said it was a long time to go without water.
2. Earlier last week, a police hunt for a missing boy ended in a very funny way. Parents called the police department of Richmount because they thought their son was missing. Later that day, a television station helicopter noticed the 11-year-old boy sleeping on the roof of their house.
3. According to the latest statistics, the number of people with Facebook accounts is over 2 billion. This means that more than a quarter of the world's population now is active on Facebook every month.
4. The world's highest sand sculpture was planned by a travel guide in the German city of Duisburg and was built by 19 master sandcastle builders over a month. Jack Brockbank, a representative of Guinness World Records, reported the new record on Friday.
5. The world's fastest train was put in service in China last week. The new train takes people at more than 350 kilometers per hour. The trains are called Flying Arrow. It means people can travel from Beijing to Shanghai, which is 1,302 kilometers, in less than 4.5 hours.
6. A Frenchman has built a new Citroën 2CV car and used only wood. Michael Robillard, a retired cabinet maker, spent 6 years making this car at his workshop in central France. Every single part of the car is made of a special kind of fruit wood.
7. More than 500 people in China have come together to take the world's largest family photo. The Ren family got together at a party in a small village just outside of Beijing. More than 500 members of the Ren family, including 7 generations, went to this interesting event.
Now you have 30 seconds before listening to the stories again. Now listen to the stories again. Example 0. Americans eat about 10 billion donuts each year. In the United States, June 2nd this year is National Donut Day. Americans celebrate it every year on the first Friday of June. The origin of this holiday goes back to women who worked during World War I.
1. A huge spider has survived a 16,000-kilometer ocean trip from Australia to Britain after walking into a shipping container full of a family's belongings. It survived by eating flies, which were also among the belongings. Shocked staff immediately called the vet of the zoo, Dr. Annie Janes. She said it was a long time to go without water.
2. Earlier last week, a police hunt for a missing boy ended in a very funny way. Parents called the police department of Richmount because they thought their son was missing. Later that day, a television station helicopter noticed the 11-year-old boy sleeping on the roof of their house.
3. According to the latest statistics, the number of people with Facebook accounts is over 2 billion. This means that more than a quarter of the world's population now is active on Facebook every month.
4. The world's highest sand sculpture was planned by a travel guide in the German city of Duisburg and was built by 19 master sandcastle builders over a month. Jack Brockbank, a representative of Guinness World Records, reported the new record on Friday.
5. The world's fastest train was put in service in China last week. The new train takes people at more than 350 kilometers per hour. The trains are called Flying Arrow. It means people can travel from Beijing to Shanghai, which is 1,302 kilometers, in less than 4.5 hours.
6. A Frenchman has built a new Citroën 2CV car and used only wood. Michael Robillard, a retired cabinet maker, spent 6 years making this car at his workshop in central France. Every single part of the car is made of a special kind of fruit wood.
7. More than 500 people in China have come together to take the world's largest family photo. The Wren family got together at a party in a small village just outside of Beijing. More than 500 members of the Wren family, including 7 generations, went to this interesting event.
Now you can check and complete your work. You have 60 seconds.
A hallott szöveg értése feladatsor befejeződött.